So here we are, about 2 years later, and
I'm losing it!
Yes, we are coming up on the second anniversary of when Jessica and I started to lose weight. That would be June 22nd, which is a very important day for Jessica and I. It is technically the day that we started dating, and has always been sort of a significant date for the two of us. But 2 years ago, we decided that we were going to start losing weight. We are going to start getting healthy, and we didn't know what that road was actually going to look like. We just kind of had this vague idea on what we were going to be starting, which was 2 weeks of plain baked potatoes. And I've stated this numerous times before, though, I do not recommend that anybody actually do 2 weeks of plain baked potatoes. It was an absolute nightmare for the two of us. We felt horrible during pretty much the entire thing, and it was psychologically exhausting. But it did get the job done in kicking our butts into gear and actually getting us down the path of losing weight. So after the 2 weeks of plain baked potatoes, I lost 25 pounds. Now, I know quite a bit of that was like water weight, you know, due to the lack of salt throughout those 2 weeks and just other stuff in general. And Jessica lost 20 pounds, which was in and of itself awesome. But we each lost a significant amount of weight very early on, which was extremely encouraging. The next week after that, when we were back on to eating more food instead of just plain potatoes, we did gain a little bit, but that quickly came off the following week, and then we kept losing weight every week after that until pretty much now, right? I mean, close enough. I mean, yeah, last August I did kind of stop losing weight, or at least kept gaining a little and then losing a little and gaining a little and then losing a little. So I guess you could call it kind of plateauing, but, you know, not, I don't really call it plateauing. Let's call it hilling. Yeah, hilling. So after the 2 weeks of plain baked potatoes, we ended up switching to the 6 week plan from Eat to Live. And the 6 week plan, of course, is unlimited leafy greens and cruciferous vegetables, unlimited amounts of beans, and unlimited amounts of fruit. And what you do limit is nuts and seeds and starchy vegetables and whole grains, right? We've had numerous people ask us about like the starch solution and that kind of stuff. We never did the starch solution. We just followed the 6 week plan from Eat to Live for the most part. We didn't really try to hit like the G bombs every day or do any of that kind of stuff, but we kind of stuck to the general guideline of we can eat as much as we want of certain things. We can eat limited amounts of other things, and we can eat none of things like animal products or processed fats or that kind of thing. And after a while, but very quickly, that turned out to be working very, very well for us. And we aren't the types to, say that you should do it a particular way that, you know, oh, you should do the 6 week plan. Oh, you should do the starch solution for maximum weight loss or any of the other ones that are out there. Like, if you find one that works for you, then go ahead and stick to that one. We just happened to find this one, and it really, really worked for us. And we kept losing weight. But I got to say, you know, I mean, I've said all of this before. I've said all this stuff about losing weight and how we did it and that kind of thing. But I don't think I've ever really talked about sort of the psychological transition, because I don't remember a certain time where I was like, yeah, I'm going to go back to the way that I was eating, or I was worried that I was necessarily going to go back to the way that I was eating before. And I think that, you know, it might have been during the 2 weeks of potatoes. It might have been, you know, in the following weeks after there, because I'd created a new habit and stuff. But I just, psychologically speaking, I think like it all just sort of fell into place. And yes, I do still crave foods that I'm not supposed to be eating on our plan. But I switched over to this concept of this was the long term. This was the new normal for me. And everything outside of that was not the norm. And It was fascinating for me because even now I look back at photos of myself and I see what I looked like. And I'm amazed that one, that I let myself get that far. And two, I'm amazed that I still kind of like, I can still see through the eyes of that person. Like when I see old photos of myself, even during the weight loss process, I'm still looking through the eyes of that person. And I'm not, that person back then wasn't ashamed to be fat in the first place. You know, old Brian was not like, I wasn't depressed in my own body. I was quite happy with who I was. And that was, you know, probably a problem with it. And I now see those photos and I see the shirts that I'm wearing in some of them. And I'm like, holy cow, like I'm still wearing that shirt, even though now it's like super loose on me or something like that. Like this happened actually even today. I was looking through old photos of Facebook and there's one photo of me standing there with a particular band from a few years ago. The band is called Train, if you wanted to know. And it was just like a straightforward like, oh, hey, they were doing like photos with like a bunch of different people. And I just happened to be in the group. So I got a photo with the band. It was actually really cool. But I realized that the shirt that I was wearing in that photo is the shirt that I literally wore yesterday to go to church in. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. And that shirt wouldn't even button on me before. Like, I mean, it was, you know, the photo is of me and I've got a gray t-shirt on. I still wear gray t-shirts all the time. But I've got the gray t-shirt on underneath and the shirt's not even buttoned. And yesterday the shirt was buttoned up as much as I could, make it look not super baggy on me. And I was still wearing a gray t-shirt underneath. But to me, like, it's kind of fascinating because I will still go into my closet and I still have shirts in there that really are way, way, way too baggy on me. And I put it on and I'm just like, I remember when this thing didn't used to fit me going the other direction. I couldn't button it up. You know, I thought it was a great shirt. I liked it a lot. It was colorful. It was the right pattern that I liked, but I couldn't button the shirt up. And then I lost the weight and then I could button it up. And now I've lost more weight, and now it doesn't fit me again in the opposite direction. Which means that I got to go out and get new shirts and the like. But I find this all incredibly fascinating, because somewhere along the way, I did actually change. And I don't remember when it actually happened. Like I said, I don't remember if it happened during the 2 weeks. I don't know if it happened in the following weeks after that. I don't know if it was in the first year. I don't recall at all whenever that happened, but I do remember what it was like before we switched over, because I actually did record stuff talking about what I wanted to do beforehand and sort of the original genesis of this podcast. I recorded some stuff about us going into the 2 weeks of potatoes, and it was amazing for me to go back and listen to that. I'm not going to play it now, but because I think it's absolutely horrible. Like, I don't know. I hated the way that I sounded and I hated the stuff that I was talking about, especially now that I know better about a lot of those things. But, you know, there I was talking about how I was unsure about all of this working, but I was hopeful that it would, but I was unsure how the diet would actually progress. I was unsure if a diet change would really work for me, because I've done stuff in the past and it didn't really stick. And so I was like, well, you know, maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. At least I'm giving it a shot, kind of a situation. And so I don't know when the change actually happened, but I definitely know that before the change happened, I was still thinking like the fat person that can't escape from the situation. That like, There was this thing, and you know, I was willing to try it to accomplish my goal, but I didn't know if it was going to work. There was an uncertainty to the entire situation, and I was unsure that I was going to be able to accomplish that goal. And so I guess when I did start accomplishing that goal, and it seemed pretty straightforward, I was then always kind of like waiting for it to not work. Does that make any sense? Does that make sense, Jessica?
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. She's not paying attention to me at all. She's on her phone right now, looking at old photos of me, actually, which is fantastic. But I didn't know if, like, the next week I was going to stop losing weight. And then I was going to plateau or any of that kind of stuff. And so that right there, I think, is one of the primary reasons as to why I adopted the mentality of I'm not going to have a goal for the end of all of this. Now, I do have a goal right now, and that is by June 22nd to be down 200 pounds. I should have been down 200 pounds several months ago, but I wasn't because I wasn't sticking completely to our normal weight loss plan and all of that kind of stuff. I was doing that Hitling thing, right? So I should have been there a while ago. I should have lost 200 pounds or hit 200 pounds lost a good while ago, but I haven't. But now here I am, and I'm really, really trying to hit this goal of 200 pounds lost by June 22nd. And I am fairly confident that I am going to do this. And you know, you guys will find out whenever we actually post that video and I do another podcast about it. But next Monday, 1 week from now, is the final day, the final weigh-in, and see if I actually lost 200 pounds by June 22nd. And I'm really, really looking forward to this. But as other people have brought up, including Jessica and some other friends and stuff, that if I hit 314.4 pounds, then the next step is obviously getting into the 200 range. And that to me is just blowing my mind. And so I kind of wish that I had that moment where if I could tell my old self a message of some kind and just be like, look, just stick to this. Just keep doing it. And eventually you're going to be within a stone's, in 2 years, you're going to be a stone's throw away from being in the 200 pound range. And I guarantee you that Fat Brian would have been like, that's not possible. Because that's kind of the way we think sometimes, isn't it? We kind of think that the thing that we want to transition to is impossible. And so we kind of psych ourselves out of it. Well, it's going to be impossible anyway, so why should I really put forth the effort into doing it? But I think the difference for us this time than previous times when we lost weight was the fact that we really did jump completely into it. We didn't give ourselves a chance to psych ourselves out of it. We just kept going through it. You know, yeah, that first day of potatoes definitely destroyed our spirit, but we kept pushing through. We kept trying to accomplish the goal that day and the next day and the next day and the next day. And we came through it on the other side. We came out better for it, and we came out skinnier for it as well. So here I am. I'm getting close to the goal for June 22nd. I think I'm going to do it. I have confidence that I will. But then after that, you know what? I'm going to go back to not having a goal again. My goal isn't to get into the 200s. My goal is to be the healthiest version of me. And I think that that's obviously naturally going to happen of me getting back into the 200s because I'm on a roll again. You know, I'm on that roll of losing the weight, of getting down. And I think that it's just a natural progression. And I'm not going to go back into those hills that I've gone into before and just maintaining. Like, I think that, by the end of the year, you'll probably be looking at an even skinnier Brian and most likely a happier, more physically active Brian as well. Hopefully Jessica too. I don't know. If she gets much skinnier, it's not going to be much of her left. She just gave me that look like, really? Really? Yeah. All the men out there who are listening to this know that look. That look from the wife that's just like, really? You said that? She just gave it to me again. Either way, this one isn't obviously a very long podcast. But hopefully you guys enjoy these sort of shorter ones that I do. Trust me, I am going to do interviews in the future. It's just that I've been kind of swamped with some things with work and a couple of other things as well. And so this kind of like went on the back burner for a week. But I'm really going to strive to get out weekly content. Maybe even more than that. I don't know. It just kind of all depends on how the cards fall. But thank you all for listening. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Keep going out there. Keep trying to lose weight. Get healthy. Do whatever it is that your goals are. And I will see you next time on I'm Losing It. Bye.